It's time once again for Bad Radio Reports, spanning the globe to bring you everything you need to know to survive in our complex and ever-changing world.
Ignore it.
Ready. And you could die. And now, your Bad Radio Reports correspondents, Bob Sturm.
In three.
Dan McDowell.
Two.
And
it's a ticket for rep.
One. Ready, camera one. Take camera one. Join the Hardline and their friends from Texas Motor Speedway at Rockwall Power Sports 3-7 today. Register to win an exclusive all-access race day experience for the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500, including tickets, access to the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series driver meeting, access to the pre-race show, and driver introductions and more. The Hardline at Rockwall Power Sports today. Here's Jake with our reports.
All right, so this weekend in the New York Slimes, there was, as Corby calls it, long article. And long article dealt with the concept of snowplow parenting, which is essentially just a new spin on helicopter parenting.
I've heard of that. Like, you're hovering over your kid at all time.
Right.
And I thought, yeah, maybe I've done that.
Yeah, and of course, it kind of came back into light over the last couple of weeks with the college admissions scandal, with parents paying untold sums to bribe colleges essentially to gain admission for their children, even if they did not have that merit, rather than actually, you know, taking all of their money and making their kids smart.
I've been thinking about this too. The whole thought, because I read something like Jared Kushner's parents donated a $2.5 million library or something crazy. So I was thinking, though, we've always known that, and that's like a tax write-off too when you donate something like that, right? And then, hey, all of a sudden your kid gets into this really prestigious school. I'm sure it's a coincidence that you happen to donate $2.5 million to them. But that seems like the way it's always been done.
Yeah.
This scandal appears to be for people without Kushner money, like just you're a little lower level, you know?
Yeah.
I've only got $100,000. A $100,000 donation isn't enough to get my dumb kid into here.
So there's
maybe
also
I just need to slide it to this sleazy guy.
Yeah, but there is also there are certain programs, and this article in the New York Times mentions a musical theater program where this well-to-do mother says there's no amount of money we could have paid to get him in. The spots are so limited that if you suck, they're just not going to take you. So you have to meet some level of competence.
Yeah, certain things I would think are like that, right? Like you couldn't get somebody on a football team.
Exactly. No matter how much you pay. That's a perfect example. So,
although we'll be watching Jerry Jones' grandson. Or did he go somewhere?
Well, he's at Arkansas still.
Okay.
I think he ended up redshirting. But I've always maintained that he will at least be on the camp roster.
Yeah, but you can't.
There's no doubt.
You probably can't pay to make him the starter.
Probably not, no.
But if there's a test case, this will be it.
Can you imagine, though? the time he shows up at camp, can you imagine?
You think Garrett will be all over him?
At Cowboys camp?
Yes.
You feel like that's going to happen. He'll be an undrafted free agent.
Jake's already called it, so I can't jump on this one.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
That's the stipulation that they'll give Stoops to become head coach, is that he has to at least make John Steven QB2. And Stoops will bite down hard and say, all right.
You know how the fan base rallies behind one lunch pail every training camp as the guy that just carries our heart?
Watch the Manville Jones game.
Yeah.
The dude's a baller.
Yeah.
Anyways, there are so many stories in this article that were shocking to me. And this does mostly deal with people who have stupid, stupid money.
And what is this called?
Snowplow parenting.
Snowplow parenting.
And the concept is basically that you are removing all obstacles from your child's path.
You're pushing them out of the way.
Or a lawnmower type thing. It's been called lawnmower parenting. So that your child never, ever fails. And now, that since this type of parenting has come in vogue, a lot of these kids are getting to college, and they don't know their, you know what, from a hole in the ground. They don't know how to deal
parents
with
aren't
any
there.
Sort of problems. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the notes that really shocked me and really just made me laugh. This one parent of a student at Stanford, she said, students rely on their parents to set up play dates with people in their dorm. So you can't make friends, so your mom is calling somebody from down the hall and saying, could you maybe go to lunch with my son or my daughter? Because they don't know how to talk to anybody.
That can't be real. Really? College?
Complaining to their child's employers when an internship didn't turn into a job. So there's several notes in here about parents of 22 to 25-year-old people calling bosses to settle workplace disputes for them.
Ooh.
Just imagine the mom of one of our interns calling you guys or calling Kat and kind of just wanting to know, hey, what does he need to do? You know, what's he falling short on?
If the moms of any of our interns want to call me, I am open for business, and let's just discuss your son or daughter's future.
Over?
Some kind of beverage.
Yeah.
Love to drink coffee.
Love to drink coffee.
Just hang out if you want.
The excerpt that really sort of went viral, as Norm would say, for all sorts of reasons, they're discussing students who came home from college because of their inability to deal with obstacles.
Like dropped out.
Dropped out. One came home because there was a rat in the dorm room. I mean, you just call the person who's the maintenance person at your building and they come get the rat.
Or like TC, just move the pizza box.
Yeah.
Didn't he have a rat in his room?
Yeah, he did. And it was under a pile of laundry.
And it was, there were pizza boxes on the floor.
He did not move out. He let the rat move in.
He's like...
Now, he doesn't appreciate you telling this story.
Oh, really?
He doesn't at all. No, he matches it with several of his own. So one came home because there was a rat in the dorm room. Some didn't like their roommates. Others said it was too much work and they had never learned independent study skills. One didn't like to eat food with sauce. Her whole life, her parents had helped her avoid sauce, calling friends before going to their houses for dinner. At college, she didn't know how to cope with the cafeteria options covered in sauce.
So just quit school.
Just go home. I
because
can't eat
of
all the
sauce.
There's sauce everywhere.
There's sauce everywhere at this school.
Like, just tell the person. You know what that is? It's a kid who
that's insane.
Still at the age of 17. Goes to dinner with their parents, and their parents order for them. Because I've seen this. I have a family member.
All right, I feel really bad about something I did the other day.
Who
Go
has
ahead, sorry.
Siblings. So I guess these are sort of my family members, too. And their parents still order for them, and one of them is 17. And
That's
stuff
incredible.
Like this. I've heard about this. Parents who have to call and make appointments for their kids. That they don't know how to make a doctor's appointment. They don't know how to make an appointment to get their hair cut. And so their parents still do that for them. And now these people are being released into the wild and falling flat on their faces.
That's- yeah. The other day, I'm just thinking now, like I went and got some eatsies, right, for the dinner time.
Tell me they feel like this is a small, small part
but the other day,
of society.
You got to be able to buy your way to this level of dumb.
But I got my kid the chicken and then some stuff from the grill, but the chicken from the middle part. So she was on her way home from softball practice, so... Is it wrong that I heat it up and then I cut it up into small pieces for her so it was kind of ready to eat when she got home?
Yes, it's wrong.
You cut it into like bite-sized pieces?
Yeah, like she was 4.
How old is she?
She's 17.
I mean, it's tough for me to take shots over here whenever I haven't dealt with any of this, but that seems like the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I just thought I was helping out and she's got a busy schedule, had a lot of homework.
She's too busy to chew?
Sweet. Yeah.
Then I did chew
that?
It up and I baby birded it.
No, you didn't baby bird.
I regurgitated
it. You think that's okay, Julie?
The cutting bites, I mean, every once in a while, nothing like I don't think that's a very big
At
deal.
At 17?
But, I mean, it's kind of weird, but it's nice. Whatever. It's thoughtful.
I mean, isn't
There's
the
so
actual
many bad
test.
Bad parents out there. I'm more worried
these,
about that. Than,
these are bad parents.
Yeah, that's the thing. Are you
so
trying to be good that you become bad?
Yes. That's kind of the upshot.
But
yeah,
but I am.
She did that for every
I do.
Of
she
her
does
life.
Mope around sometimes. It's 10:30 at night or 11, and she's trying. She has a ton of homework to do, and I let her deal with it.
Yeah.
Like she'll be complaining about this and that, and I just will walk away and say, well, this is your bed. This is life, and what can I do? I'm not going to sit down and work on the work with for her.
Do you think the test the?
But you're also not going to call a teacher though, right? For the most part.
For the most part, there have been times Uh-oh. Over the years, I think, there has been parental Oh, no. intervention, but not to get her out of a thing. Like,
yeah.
Hey, if you've got bad grades,
I think that's fairly normal.
We will tell you, you have to go to the teacher, address this yourself, and come back with a report on what she said.
Probably at college is where that should stop, right?
Right.
But
in high school,
in high school, you need to know what's going on with them. If they're making bad grades and... communicating with the teachers part of that.
T-
Do you think?
Yeah, but the communicating and saying you give too much homework or it's too like, and I do believe
thing,
that. I believe there's dumb projects or too much homework stuff, but we have not communicated that to the teacher. I'd save it for here.
See, I've often, I feel weird that my kids might get all the way out of the house without ever having mowed the lawn. That feels weird to me. As much as I mowed the lawn before the age of 18, that I would have an appreciation for never mowing my lawn, but in doing so, I have basically cut out any possibility that my kids would ever mow our lawn because I've hired it out before they were born. That feels like a really bad job of being a dad, is that somebody could be released into the wild without ever having mowed their own lawn. My wife says, what's the big deal? They might live in an apartment. They may never have their own lawn. This seems like a really arbitrary thing you're worried about.
Do you think your dad would have said, there's no way my boy is going out in the world without knowing how to change his oil?
Yes, and he tried to teach me, and I stood there, waited till he was done, didn't remember a thing more than 10 minutes, and he tried.
And ever since then, you've paid for the oil change.
Absolutely.
But also, you're talking about things you can pay for. Some of these are just basic social skills or even things like doing laundry. That, like the article
actually,
mentioned there's
that's
a lot
the
of
one.
People here who don't know how to do laundry, whereas...
Laundry is a tough one because I try to institute that and my wife ends up just doing it because it's easier than dealing with them.
Yeah, and
you
that's probably
this?
A lot of it.
You
got to
ask them five times. And then, by, then if they do it, ooh, the second daughter is so good at just folding things so horribly.
Well, that's... Yeah, the thing is, they hold
like
up progress.
Like, it just takes so long then like, to make her do it again.
Get your
and then,
stuff out of the dryer, I swear. Please, get out of the dryer. You're holding up the whole house.
That's what it comes down to sometimes. And that probably makes us bad parents that we don't fight through that, right?
But that's one of the things we talk about in with going to college and the whole process of going to college is you actually learn how to do from start to finish an entire load of laundry or you pay the consequences because mommy isn't here anymore.
That's
right.
That's the theory anyway, that it's a transition world where if you're lucky enough, you don't have to financially worry about it, right? You got to worry about the social skills and the balancing, going out with friends plus homework and you know what I mean? It's all a balance. You should have fun time to watch TV or play games on your phone or whatever, but you also got all these other things to get done.
Like feeding yourself.
Like cutting your
right, but how about DoorDash or any food delivery thing?
Oh,
are we
gosh.
Teaching our kids now instead of making something at home? Like my kids making something at home is you might as well tell them that they're grounded for 4 weeks and can't Snapchat anymore.
I mean, you grab a tortilla, you grab some lunch meat, some cheese, you throw it in the microwave, and you're good. I mean,
that all sounds great, Jake. I'm very interested in your little baby.
No, I mean, look, I'm not
finding
judging.
Out in 15 years if indeed she knows how to make toast, because my kids don't.
And I think the worry from some of these like the people who study this is
toast.
If you do it for most of their life, it's very hard to stop when they go to college, and they leave you, and now you're away, but with texting and FaceTime, and as easy as it is to get in touch with people, that it's very tough to just cold turkey stop. Removing obstacles for them.
Yeah.
And you end up producing people who are not ready for the workplace because the people they're working for are 40 and 50 and are like, I don't have time to teach you how to do basic
right.
things.
I try to be logical, and if they give me a good like if we tell them to do something but she has a well thought out argument against that, I will hear that and change my mind sometimes. But I will also tell them, you know what? In the real world, a lot of times that won't work. Somebody's just going to say do it, and you just do it. And if you don't, you won't be working there.
Yeah.
And even though that's illogical and it doesn't make sense or whatever, that's just the way it is. But is it... So that's an argument for being illogical and strong-willed against your kid, right? To say I'm preparing you for the world?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's all tough.
There's no, as you always say, there's no book.
No.
And as Corby always says, maybe it's best to just let them watch Game of Thrones at an early age and just not care.
That's really interesting.
Snowplow parenting in the New York.
Because I feel like I haven't done the job I had wanted to do going into parenting.
Well, I already feel that way.
Yeah.
So apparently that
like I don't
feel that way.
Show me the parent that's like, oh, perfect.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
But I guess it's just kind of like body issues that people have with themselves. Like everyone has them, right? Even if you're hot or whatever, you... I look elsewhere and I'm like, God, that family's put together. They got their S together. Look how cool them, their kids are, and they seem to respect their parents.
It's all in the marketing.
I'm sure it's really way. I'm sure when they everything's different when they go home. Their kids probably clean up real quick and do some vacuuming.
Make toast.
Toast and butter it and everything. I don't know.
Cut their own food.
Look at that kid. She cuts her own meat.
All right. We can all try to not be a snowplow parent or a helicopter parent.